Sweet Darkness by David White. When your eyes are tired, the world is tired also. When your vision has gone, no part of the world can find you. Time to go into the dark, where the night has eyes to recognize its own. There you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark will be your home tonight. The night will give you a horizon further than you can see. You must learn one thing the world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. Sometimes it takes darkness and the sweet confinement of your aloneness to learn anything or anyone that does not bring you alive is too small for you. I read this poem for the first time while on a cruise ship after a really traumatic breakup, and at night I'd look into the horizon where the earth and sky just blended into darkness. And I felt so comforted, so held, as if the dark was the only thing that could understand me and how I felt. It was like a dark cloak that kept me warm and safe and allowed me to disappear. And that's what this poem is about. Being able to embrace the shadows and being embraced by the shadows instead of resisting. Because there, you can be sure you are not beyond love. The dark is a home. It's a way to see deeper and further than you would have seen otherwise. And it's about allowing the darkness to be our teacher, being unafraid of it. And I love how he turns in the second half of the poem to speak so directly to the reader. You must learn one thing, he says, the world was made to be free in. Give up all the other worlds except the one to which you belong. And I think he's saying that the dark not only is a place of healing and vision, it's also a place where we can learn to let go of the things that have brought us pain. And because not only have they brought us pain, perhaps they also have not brought us alive.